Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Good evening, my family, my friends, and my guests. Welcome to another episode of Renewed Radio. I'm your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. We got a great show for you today. Man, look, check this out. I got Brother Minister in the building from Final Reflect Entertainment. He has a great single coming out tomorrow, so y'all have to get on it. It's called Rise Up, man. We're going to do a world premiere here. We're going to get into the head of Brother Minister. You're going to find out who he is, his testimony, and everything else you want to know about Brother Minister for Final Reflect Entertainment. So as we get into it, we're going to go into one of Brother Minister's songs from his debut album, I Will Survive. This is called I Will Survive. When we get back, we're going to link up with Brother Minister. Check out I Will Survive by Brother Minister.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I made it. We're right here at the end. Let's take it home.
Matthew 7:25 says, don't worry about food or clothing. Even when you feel like the walls are closing in on you and you think what you had has all been stolen, I just want to try to encourage you all, keep holding on to the one who blew his breath in your lungs. You know it's true, so confess with your tongue. Say by his grace, yes, we are blessed for the Son. He said he will go to the Father on our behalf. We are protected and done. There is no reason we should question the one who knows that every desire when you ask for something expected is done. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But they have to ask God for forgiveness for the mess that we've done. When you ask for forgiveness, then we ask to be stricter. If you have no resistance from evil, ask for assistance. I have a commitment. Use the faith and action and wisdom. No matter the tragedy given, I'ma stand. Economic crisis, cause I know who Jesus Christ is. I trust and rely on his promise. God cannot lie, cause he promised. I survived through the rain, I survived through the flame, I survived through the shame, I survived the persecution, I survived through the look down, survived through these put downs, survived through these crooks now. No time to be shook now. Oh, look, there's the Bible quick. Go and grab that book now. It's time that we look now to God the deliverer. God is the minister, God is the beginning, and God is the finisher. I am a witness of God, the commissioner. Once I was oppressed and held down like a prisoner. Felt I was surrounded by a town full of sinners. Made it out alive and now I have been risen. Cause God, he assesses the high priest to give us a chance. We should give him the praise cause he lifted the curse and forgiven us. For God gave you no money taken the way you do not have forgiven us. Through this economic crisis, cause I know who Jesus Christ is. I trust and rely on his promise. God cannot lie, cause he promised. Say it's survival of the fittest, or survival of the realest. To survive there is no limit, only if it's good. So do not get it twisted, don't go get it.
Yeah, that was just a little taste of the man that we're about to interview now, Brother Minister, man. Let me tell you a little bit about this guy right here, man. I've listened to his music over the past couple of months, man, and just bless my soul. This guy right here, he's a rap artist that uses the glory of God to minister. He has a family of four, man. I'm trying to get there. He's from Detroit. He grew up in a single-parent home, and God just changed his life. But without further ado, I ain't going to blow up everything. I'm going to let it come straight from the man himself. This is Brother Minister, man. Brother Minister, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good and blessed, man. How about you?
I'm doing great, man. Look, I just got home from working with some children in the after-school program. I love the children, man. I see you have a family of four, but when you got, like, 28 kids, boy, you're going to have to say, Jesus, let's pray my strength, especially the fifth grade.
Yeah.
But got to love the kids, man. brother. So, man, just tell everyone about yourself, man. What made you decide to live for Christ? Because, you know, everyone has a testimony. But, from the man himself, what is your testimony?
I'm going to try to condense it in the best way possible. But, you know, in all honesty, man, there was a lady that I was married to. And, you know, she just basically let her lifestyle speak for itself, man. I was heavily in the streets, you know. I wasn't slanging and banging and nothing like that. You know, I was working. I was doing what I was supposed to do and everything like that. But, I was a knucklehead, and I was, you know, I had an addiction and everything like that, man. So, me and her kind of, like, met up. You know, we dated and everything like that. And she was already in the church. And pretty much, you know, she kind of, like, you know, gave me the invitation, like, do you want to come to church with me and everything like that? But she didn't beat it over my head, though, you know what I mean? She just basically was like, okay, well, you know, I just put that out there. If you want to come, you can come. And, of course, man, me being, you know, the knucklehead I was back in the days, man, I was like, nah, Sundays, usually I get to go with the fellas. And, you know what I'm saying? We got beer. We watching the football game and everything like that. So, you know, I'm cool. You know, but, you know, as time passed, you know, she would, you know, like, invite me every 2 to 3 weeks or something like that, you know. And, of course, I took on the invitation at, like, the near end, maybe, like, a couple of months out and everything. So I went there, man, and then I heard the pastor speak, and he was like, yo, everybody, I want to speak to all you men. You men, y'all got all this money, y'all got your rims, y'all got your dubs, you know, you business owners, you pulling up your pants like you got, you know what I'm saying, like you're the man. He said, I'm going to tell you just like this. If you think you're the man now, I'm going to tell you that real men love Jesus. And I was like, whoa, who is this preacher preaching to me like he on the street? You know what I'm saying? It was like, man, that stuck with me, man. And, slowly but surely, man, she kept ministering to me. And I kept going back. God was speaking to me through people. He was speaking to me directly from his word, man. And then didn't nobody notice, man. I was reading a book called Divine Revelation of Hell as well. And that kind of scared the heebie-jeebies out of me for real. And then I went back to the Word and kind of tried to line some of that stuff up. And I was like, man, this is for real, for real? And, you know, I neglected to mention as well that earlier in my childhood, you know, my grandma, she had introduced me to God and Christ anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I was baptized as a young lad anyway. But, when I got older, I, you know, just kind of like was led astray. But anyway, when I was reading that book and lining it up with the Bible and everything like that, and I was like, oh, man, it was just speaking to me, man, for real. The Word of God was speaking to me. I didn't even know what was happening. And I had made a declaration in my heart right then and there that I wanted to go to church the next day and give my life to Christ. And ain't nobody knew it but me and God, you know what I'm saying? So, man, the next day, I got up, you know, with the family and everything like that. And, he opened the doors of the church, and pretty much he was just like, you know, this is your invitation. You know, you don't want to wait till next week because you might not have that time. So I just got up and went down there and rededicated my life back to Christ, man, back in 2002. And then ever since then, man, I've been going strong. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, of course, we got our hills and valleys, man, ups and downs and our struggles, man. But, you know, it's been me and God for real. Yeah, so that's. You know, it was somebody that led me to Christ, man. That's how I came back.
That's awesome, man. That is an awesome testimony. And I say, man, it's like it's always someone who's planting that seed because the Lord, He knows us. He knows us. Yeah. I know for me, it's like no one just regularly just couldn't come to me even if we're in church or not. It had to be someone I had a relationship with. And, you know, Jesus knows that. He's like, okay, you know, I know that this young lady right here loves me, so I know he'll listen to her. But he might not listen to the pastor coming up here in the suit. Like, hey, man, you give your life to Christ. You're looking at him like, okay, dude, I ain't really got time for that. But that's awesome, man. And look, man, I've been listening to some of your music, especially off your debut album that you had, I Will Survive. I was listening to Devil Is Alive, which we're going to actually play in a couple moments, and Hate Me. And I also have Military Zone. And, you know, just listening to your music, man, I've been rocking up in here. Me and my wife been leaning back just like, oh, this is hot. I think we're going to actually play some of this music at our upcoming event that we are having for the youth. And so just what inspires you to write your music? Just, you know, I know a lot of people say, you know, the Holy Spirit, that's the foundation. Mm-hmm. But what just inspires you to every breath, every word? Because it seems like when I listen to your music, I can relate to you.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, like you said, the Holy Spirit, God is the foundation. But to break it down a little bit more, you know, God takes you through some of these experiences. And, you know, when I prayed to God after I came to him, I was like, yo, I can rap and everything like that, but I can't keep rapping the same Killer Billy type stuff, you know, that I was. So how can I use it for you? You know what I'm saying? How can I, you know, how am I going to be able to do that? And I didn't know nothing about Christian rap back then. So it was just like I prayed to him. And then it was like, you know, he started blessing me with some of the words to say, you know, from a theological standpoint. But then, you know, it seems like I had to actually go through some of the stuff that I talk about. You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say by through experiences, I'm able to write. That's my inspiration. Sometimes it is the pain. Sometimes it is the passion. Sometimes it's just some things that's prayerful. Sometimes it's somebody else's situation that I'm able to relate to, and I feel compelled to talk about that in regards with mine as well because, you know, the situations are very similar. You know, it could be some things that's going on today, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't always get real theological with it, and, you know, because I want to relate to the people that so they can understand it from a natural standpoint as well as a spiritual standpoint, you know what I'm saying? So my inspiration, man, it comes from a lot of different trials of life, a lot of brokenness and a lot of healing, you know what I'm saying? Because after the brokenness, you know, God heals you and then you recover and then you're able to talk about it, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more fluently. But sometimes I go into the song and just spit it while I'm going through it, man. Sometimes it's just like that, you know. So I just speak from my heart, man. So that's just what it is.
That's awesome, man. And I believe that, you know, when we talk about Christian rap, Christian hip-hop, that even the world out there has to realize that we weren't always Christian. We weren't always saved. Mm-hmm. But now we're talking about something for a purpose. It's not just so you can get hyped. It's not just so you can be, yo, I'm up in the club, I'm banging. No, it's a purpose. I'm trying to tell you about this life that I used to live like you. It's not it, man. It's deception. Mm-hmm. And that is what I love about your track, Devil Is a Lie, man. So we're going to get up into that, and we're going to play Devil Is a Lie. This is Renewed Radio. We got Brother Minister in the house on Final Reflect in the Chain. Y'all can call in. The number is 917-889-7068. Ask them any questions that you would like as we get into The Devil Is a Lie by Brother Minister. Check it out.
Don't let the enemy tell you what you can't do. God said that we are more than conquerors. Don't let the enemy tell you that you can do without God. That you don't need the church. That you can make it on your own without any help. I'ma tell you, the devil is a lie. Don't judge no one else. else. It could be you that need to be fixing. A lot of times I see that I'm slipping out of place. Just a habit I need to be kicking and be merciful like Jesus. He is forgiven. The imperfections of my flesh wants me to be tripping. Back and forth in my faith, don't need to be switching. God is my solid rock. I need to be gripping onto him, cause when the enemy sees you weak, he is sending any and everything to bring you down and bring around the troubles in your life. Even though I've been redeemed, I'm fine. Once I was up, it seems that everything that I do now, the enemy surrounds me with grief. At least let me have peace. The beast has been released. The sea has been unleashed. The beast is when I see until he sees me beat. I won't see defeat cause I got the victory. The devil is a lie. He doesn't want you to make it. He wants to fill you with hatred. He wants to leave you faithless. The devil is a lie. He's trying to break up your marriage. Take you away from your parents. Any kingdom you'll inherit. The devil is a lie. We gotta pick up the pieces. We need to pick up from Jesus. They are coaches that beat you. The devil is a lie. Saying you won't survive. Playing you for your time. But as long as Jesus died, the devil is a lie. Knowledge is power and power is knowledge. And I have acknowledged that I can accomplish a lot with the knowledge. Scores higher than scholars like I'm with the college. Be joyfully grateful for today. Tomorrow's the promise. I know some people are still in the poor. The thief come to steal, kill and destroy. You let them steal on your joy. See some people don't show Jesus half the gratitude. With your bidding and half me with that nasty attitude. Jesus has paid the price and it cost. See our lives to be lost if they didn't die on the cross. So you're whining and talking about, oh my God, I'm a fuck. Gotta get right before I go to church. That's a lot of this talk. See now I've been brought into a sense of humbleness and humility. But because I've been humble, you think that I've been soft. Because I let you slide with your gossiping and your slandering. But when you insult me, it's really God who was fault. The devil is a lie. He doesn't want you to make it. He wants to fill you with hatred. He wants to leave you faithless. The devil is a lie. He's trying to break up your marriage. Take you away from your parents. Say the kingdom you'll inherit. The devil is a lie. We gotta pick up the pieces. We need to pick up from Jesus. They are pieces that pieces. The devil is a lie. Saying you won't survive. Playing you for your time. But as long as Jesus died, the devil is a lie. And only be the author of confusion. Very tricky. Known to be the cause of all delusions. To make you believe what ain't right. Cause he's a deceiver. Jesus is light in your life. He's the redeemer. If you're saved, you better fulfill your vows. There's no time to wait. The Lord said that fulfill them now. You've been doing that for some reason. Still you're found in the guilty state. Satan's trying to steal your faith. One thing you must understand. That monster is aggressive. The attack that it will be launching are excessive. Just don't panic. Be calm and be collective. I know that it's hard cause that monster is obsessive. And killing your spirit to conquer his objective. Now you are infected without any respect to give up. But I'm in the protective care of God. And I keep watching cause I know the devil is a lie. He doesn't want you to make it. He wants to fill you with hatred. He wants to leave you faithless. The devil is a lie. He's trying to break up your marriage. Take you away from your parents. Say the kingdom you'll inherit. The devil is a lie. We gotta pick up the pieces. We need to pick up from Jesus. They are pieces that pieces. The devil is a lie. Saying you won't survive. Playing you for your time. But as long as Jesus died, the devil is a lie. He doesn't want you to make it. He wants to fill you with hatred. He wants to leave you faithless. The devil is a lie. He's trying to break up your marriage. Take you away from your parents. Say the kingdom you'll inherit. The devil is a lie. We gotta pick up the pieces. We need to pick up from Jesus.
Yeah. That is The Devil Is a Lie by Brother Minister. And the devil is a lie. You know, no matter what you go through in your lifetime, man, the devil can deceive you so much to make you think that what you're doing is actually okay. And I know that it was like that for me as a even sometimes now I have to continue to renew my mind on a daily basis. And I love this song, man. This is real and it's hype. So this is, I'm gonna play this for the youth because they need to know that the devil is a lie. Yeah, man. We got Brother Minister on the line right here from Final Reflect Entertainment. Tell you a little bit about Final Reflect. The CEO is Doctoring. You can also check out Doctoring and Brother Minister at www.facebook.com/Final Reflect. Check out his music at soundcloud.com/Final-Reflect. So, Brother Minister, tell us about this new hit single, man, that you is coming out tomorrow. Rise Up. Tell us about what inspires your lyrics.
Rise Up.
you know, really what sparked it, man, I was watching this little thing on the internet. I think the video was about a year old. This guy that was on the street, man, and he was sleeping. He was homeless. You know, he was sleeping on the street, man. And these cops were trying to get him up, you know, and everything like that. And so, you know, they were aggressive and trying to get him up off the street and get him to do whatever it is that they wanted him to do. And he was just basically saying, like, yeah, man, I'm just trying to, you know, get some food and this, that, and everything. And, you know, I don't mean nobody no harm or whatever. But the thing that really triggered it was that they started tussling with him. They had some argument. I couldn't really hear all of the dialogue that was going on. They started getting in, you know, arguments and it was wrestling with him. And then next thing you know, they shot him. And I'm like, you shot a homeless person? Come on, man. You got to be kidding me. This is unbelievable. I mean, unarmed, this is a homeless person. You know he ain't got nothing. You know he ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, God, you know, I don't know. This is, you know, the world is crazy. We already know that. But then the lyrics just start pouring out, man. And, you know, after seeing all of this police brutality, after seeing all of this stuff called Black Lives Matter, This Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, man, and all the division that's going on, and not even just talking about in the world, man. You know, I'm speaking about just division, period, man. We need to be able to rise above these differences, man, and at least go for the common goal, man. Forget all that other stuff, man. You know, even I ain't gonna bash the church, but I'm talking about, you know, sometimes we so indoctrinated, man, we can't put the common religious stuff aside, man, and go for the goal, and that's to lead people to salvation. Am I correct? Paul said, I preach Christ crucified. That's what the deal is. You know what I'm saying? So forget about this Catholic, this Baptist, this Presbyterian and Pentecostal stuff, man, and let's go for the goal. You know what I'm saying? We got people that need help. So we need to rise above that and meet the people where they have a need at. You know what I'm saying? Even down here at the recovery center where I volunteer at, man, they got it. People, they addicted to drugs, man. Don't show no color, no age, no race, man. It's not discriminative. You know what I'm saying? So we just need to be able to rise up and help, man. You know, that's what the song is about, man. Rising above, you know what I'm saying, the stuff that's trying to keep us down, and at least the stuff that's common sense, too. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Right. You know, I think that a lot of times the world looks at the body of Christ and see that we are divided. And we talk about, well, what is it that, what's the solution for, you know, maybe African-Americans to come together, men? What's the solution? How can we fix it? How can we do this? The thing about it, just like your song is talking about, the answer is Jesus. But a lot of times we, as the body of Christ, are fighting against each other. And so world looks at it like, well, if they're going to fight against each other, well, it ain't no need for me to even come in. And so we don't realize how powerful we are as a body, man. And, you know, the enemy will prey on that. And that's one thing a lot of times that he'll use. He'll be like, look at them. You don't need to be no Christian. You don't need to give your life to Christ. Look at this. You see how they're fighting against each other. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we don't come together for the one purpose, which is Jesus Christ. Just like the word talks about when they were saying, well, are you a Paul? Are you of Apollos? No. He says we are one body with many members. So your members may be in Nebraska. Your members may be in California, but we all coming together. We're all brothers and sisters. But a lot of times when chaos hits, we fight with our feelings and our emotions instead of being still and seeing and letting the Holy Spirit lead us how to go out. You know? Mm-hmm. And so, man, that is good, man. That is good. And It's just so much in the world that I know, yes, it hurt me to see these police brutality. Yes, and my mind wanted to go there. But I say if I do go there, for my homeboy that I used to roll blunts with back in the day, if he's watching me and he's thinking the same thing, then how can I be a light to him?
Right.
If I'm thinking the same thing he's thinking, he would like, well, you ain't really no different than me. You still the old Sam P.
Right.
But it's real, man, and I love this. I love that song, man. I played it like about 8 times up here while I'm doing my work and everything, but this is awesome, man. And so tell us about the album, man. When is your next album release?
Oh, wow. I'm working on that as we that's not the only project that I'm working on. So it's like multiple things going on, especially with the mission trip that I just came back from with the Extreme Tour, man. So that kind of pushed the album back a little bit too, you know, because I had to go out in the mission field, man, and engage with people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing, you know, besides the music, man, is to be able to go ahead and to relate to people, to be able to talk with them, you know what I'm saying, to be able to sit down with somebody in some quiet time, some prayer time and things like that, you know. So, man, I'm working on the album, and I'm going to go ahead and get the title where it's going to be called A Man Apart. And just from the title alone, I would think that people will understand where I'm coming from that perspective, and considering that, you know, all of the other music that I have created following up to this as well is going to be some real stuff that I'm going to be talking about. You know, it's going to be talking about family, division in family, division in church, division in the man himself, you know what I'm saying? Low self-esteem, low confidence when, you know what I'm saying? We got to talk about those things when really men and women really feel like giving up, man, when they at that point. So I get there. I go there, you know, and I'm just not afraid to do that. So I talk about how a man is a part in this society, and sometimes just being a part as a husband, or being a part as a wife, you know what I'm saying, or even growing up as a child. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to touch on each one of those subjects about, you know, what I went through. But yet and still, as I feel like I'm falling apart, I'm still, you know what I'm saying, still going on, you know. But, I'm working on that. I don't have a date yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, definitely, when you get a date, just let us know, and we will definitely push forward your music. Anything that's going forth in the glory of God and real, because, you know, everybody that say they love Jesus ain't really serious. Some people are just putting it on for a show. They just want to have a title. And, you know, a lot of times I talk about on my show that, you know I'm not perfect, but I am serious about Jesus. If I wanted to live like I used to, then I would do it.
Yeah.
If I wanted to go back, I mean, like, the thing about it is, as a believer, if I'm going to live this life just to go to hell, then I might as well roll up the blunts with the boys.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I'm going to go hard for Christ, I want to go hard and do everything and bring my homeboys with me, my family with me, everybody who I used to chill with.
Right,
and
exactly.
Even if they don't receive them, I have to make sure that I go back and at least emphasize it. It's like, it's serious, man. So, look, man, we about to get into the world premiere of Rise Up. Tell our audience where they can purchase Rise Up at tomorrow.
Y'all can go at www.finalreflectentertainment.com.wix, I believe, and purchase Rise Up. Or y'all can go to the Facebook on the VVIPs on Facebook, and you can also go there and find a link there, and you can get it from there, or you can go to facebook.com/ Final Reflect Entertainment on Facebook as well.
Yeah, y'all go out there and purchase that. I mean, come on now. You know, it's either a 99 cent. Now, if you can get a cheeseburger for 99 cents, you can get this for your soul. You know what I'm saying? So don't play games. Don't play games. We about to get into this world premiere of Rise Up. Y'all check this out. This is Brother Minister.
right, brother.
We gotta make the change. We can't stay the same.
We gotta rise up.
We can't keep each other down. Lift each other off the ground.
We gotta rise up.
Many lives are crumbling. Many lives are struggling.
We gotta rise up.
Innocent, killed him like he had no significance. Acting like just cause it's a homeless man, hitting serious. Am I really hearing us that it's actually happening? Was it a word that you done it on purpose? Ain't no accident. Mothers are grieving now, kids bleeding out, not breathing out. Y'all wonder why we freaking out, not violent, but we speaking out. Dr. King had a dream he will be rolling over in his grave and be ashamed if he can see us now. Christ spoke this reality. We wrestle not against flesh, but against principality. Stop the bully brutality. In our outer uniform, you've been duly sworn. You would rather shoot the war than see the lives that you had torn. This ain't no political debate issue over race issue. Y'all don't want to hear this. Sin causes our hate issue. It's really simple mathematics. It's not rocket science. We're supposed to be increasing the peace, meaning stop the violence. We gotta make a change. We can't stay the same.
We gotta rise up.
We can't keep each other down. Lift each other off the ground.
We gotta rise up.
Many lives are crumbling. Many lives are struggling.
We gotta rise up.
Time for procrastination. God gave us love, but we won't activate it. We'd rather judge a person's character and assassinate it. My heart goes out to all of the people that haven't made it. Some deaths could have been prevented if we got them vaccinated. Being harassed, bullied can make you feel sad and hated. People committing suicide from a source that's aggravated. Tell me how long we gon' keep using the same old excuses, saying that I'm only human and you wrong with no one doing. People claiming that good life that you won't refute it. Homie, don't shoot the messenger, I'm truly only using what God gave me to write these flows to penetrate your souls and let the Holy Ghost keep moving. Oh, see, no, I won't refuse him. I'm wretched, but once subjected to flesh, I won't abuse. The fact that he gave me life and paid the price, see, I'm gonna pursue him. I know y'all homes are ruined. You think that there's no solution. Leaders die, we need to rise to God to fix this broken union. We gotta make a change. We can't stay the same.
We gotta rise up.
We can't keep each other down. Lift each other off the ground.
We gotta rise up.
Many lives are crumbling. Many lives are struggling.
We gotta rise up.
Rise up.
Rise up.
Rise up. Rise up.